Hi, you're listening to the new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Download the Inglês Online app at the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. Search for Inglês Online Ana. Thank you for telling everyone you know about this podcast and enjoy. So, we start today with a term that will make total sense to you, I'm sure of it. Check this out. If anybody knows how to make a great cappuccino, it's Bruno. See? Even the name is Italian. So obviously you say that when you want to highlight that Bruno is very skilled at making cappuccinos. He's better than all the other people you can think of. So when your coworker Elizabeth says, hey, I'm throwing a party this weekend and the theme is Italian-Japanese fusion. I'm going to have sumo wrestlers and lasagna. Yeah, and also, Elizabeth wants to serve great cappuccino to her guests. That's the only missing piece for her. She's got the sumo wrestler sorted. She's making the lasagna herself because she's really good at it. But she doesn't know anyone who can make great cappuccino. So you say to Elizabeth, you have to meet my friend Bruno. If anybody knows how to make great cappuccino, it's Bruno. So, your friend Bruno makes the most delicious cappuccino you have ever had. I mean, even Starbucks, the coffee shop chain, has been trying to hire him, but Bruno likes to work independently. Even Starbucks knows that if anybody can make a good cappuccino, it's Bruno. So, let me give you some other examples. If anybody knows how to make delicious lasagna, it's your friend Elizabeth. If anybody knows how to solve hard math problems, it's Tommy. In the past, when you were still in school, if anybody knew how to have a good time, it was your friend Chris. If anybody knew how to hold students' attention, it was teacher Marcos with his history lessons. So listen to this example from Twitter, from Los Angeles Valiant. If anyone knows how to party, it's Vala fan T-Pain. Do you have that friend or that relative who could be a professional party person if such an occupation existed? They feel at home when they're in a party. They always look happy. They show everyone a good time. They're first on the dance floor. They seemingly know every single person on the guest list. You know the type. Are you one of these? Can we say if anybody knows how to party, it's you? Well, if it's not you, it's probably somebody you know. And by the way, how could someone describe you using today's expression? If anybody knows how to remove stains from a used shirt, it's X. Or if anybody knows how to hit the high notes in I Will Always Love You, it's Z. So, how would the people who know you describe you? Let me know. I'm curious. See you soon.